This is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty. Israel says it shot down a Russian-made Syrian warplane as it crossed into Israeli airspace. But Damascus said the plane was supporting ground operations inside Syrian territory. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said the incident violated the 1974 Separation of Forces Agreement. Israel is concerned President Bashar al-Assad will deploy Iranian-backed fighters in the demilitarized zone. Danny Dannon is the Israeli UN ambassador.
We will not allow anyone to breach our sovereignty. We will not allow the Iranians to build their bases next to our borders in the Golan Heights. This is our policy, and Prime Minister Netanyahu is very clear about this. When he meets Mr. Putin, when he meets Mr. Trump, whoever he will meet, he will tell them the same. We will not allow the Iranians to build their bases next to Israel.
UN Mideast envoy Nikolai Mladenov, addressing the Security Council, said these latest tensions point up the threat of conflict along Israel's border with Gaza.
As we meet today, tensions between Syria and Israel continue to rise. While last Saturday, we were minutes away from another devastating confrontation between Israel and Hamas in Gaza.
Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov met Monday with Mr. Netanyahu, who reportedly rebuffed a Russian offer to keep Iranian forces away from the Golan. Israel demands all Iranian forces leave Syria. The Democratic Republic of Congo declared an end to the recent rash of Ebola cases, which claimed more than 30 lives. It's welcome news to World Health Organization Director General Dr. Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus.
The government was quick to respond, quick to invite support where needed, and quick to inform the public about the risks of the disease.
The observation period of 42 days, during which no new confirmed cases were reported, has passed. This is VOA News.